Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has won the Democratic primary for governor in Wisconsin, narrowly defeating Madison Representative Francesca Hong. It's Wednesday, August 12th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Crowley will face Republican Tom Tiffany, who had been focusing his attacks on Hong, but Tiffany says his approach this fall won't change. And we hear results from key congressional primaries, including one that sets up a high-profile rematch in western Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Support for WPR comes from the state of Wisconsin, business sponsors, and tens of thousands of supporters who contribute. Thank you to everyone who makes WPR possible on air, on the app, and at WPR.org.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has won the Democratic primary for governor. The Associated Press called the race for Crowley shortly after 2:30 this morning. He narrowly defeated Madison Representative Francesca Hong, the Democratic Socialist. Shortly before midnight, Hong told the crowd at her election night party that she was proud of them and that their work would continue.
And in 11 weeks, no matter who's on this ballot, y'all, we are going to fight to win for one another.
Hong led in some polls by as much as 30 percentage points, but they proved to be way off the mark. Unofficial totals from the AP showed Crowley winning the race by less than half a percentage point. Crowley held his election night event at a hotel in downtown Milwaukee, where his supporters grew louder as the night went on.
Crowley, 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 Crowley.
Crowley did not address his supporters, but Congressman Gwen Moore did make a short speech just after midnight.
Love all y'all. Keep your TVs up going all night long. And I can guarantee you that the red bird is going to fly.
Crowley dropped out of the race for governor on July 8th. He returned 10 days later with Governor Tony Evers' endorsement and a mad dash to the primary. His campaign has scheduled an event this morning where he is planning to officially accept the Democratic nomination for governor. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany called it a night Tuesday before he found out who his general election opponent would be. As Rich Kramer reports, he told supporters the race is about more than any one candidate.
Supporters at Tiffany's primary watch party at a wedding barn in Heartland seemed surprised to see Democrats David Crowley and Francesca Hong running neck and neck. Addressing the crowd hours before the race was called for Crowley, Tiffany said the election is about far more than which candidate he faces.
This isn't a typical election about red versus blue. This is an election about the very soul of the state of Wisconsin.
He also said Crowley never called out Hong for what he described as crazy positions she took during the primary campaign. While it was hardly a surprise, Tiffany won his own primary, defeating GOP challenger Andy Bansky by around 90 percentage points. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Former business owner and political fundraising consultant Rebecca Cook won the Democratic primary for the state's 3rd congressional district. Unofficial results show Cook outperformed former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge across the sprawling district. Cook's win sets up a rematch with Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden this November. Speaking from her election night party, Cook told WPR that she worked to earn the support of voters and national fundraising groups heading into the primary.
It's something that has been built over time, and it's the work that we've been building in having a broad coalition of support from small business owners to farmers to educators to healthcare workers.
Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district is one of a handful of seats in the country considered up for grabs this November. In a statement, Van Orden said Cook would serve national Democrats instead of people of the district. Michael Alfonso has won the Republican primary in the 7th congressional district. Avery Martinez says it's the same seat his father-in-law held until 2020.
If Michael Alfonso is elected in November, he'd be one of the youngest members of Congress at age 26. He's married to the daughter of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy and had President Trump's endorsement. Alfonso walked into his watch party Tuesday night with his wife and infant child with him, met by loud applause. Alfonso talked about how much it meant to him to have Trump's endorsement.
But it's a sign to the voters that they can trust me to work for them, because that's what I'm going to do every single day. I was the hardest working one in this race, and I look forward to bringing that to the midterms.
In a heated primary, other Republican contenders questioned Alfonso's campaign and age, but that didn't matter to voters on Tuesday night. Alfonso will face Democratic nominee Fred Clark in November. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, living in the moment by learning to love August. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Public Radio brings the state together. With reports from our 8 bureaus around the state and conversations about topics that matter to you, WPR is your connection to the pulse of Wisconsin. We are your source for in-depth news from Wisconsin, the U.S., and the world.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about embracing the present.
Wellness books and self-care social media accounts often stress the importance of living in the moment. But what if you're just not into the current moment? How do you approach things more positively? Journalist Olivia Herkin has been thinking about this a lot lately, specifically when it comes to her least favorite month, August.
I usually think of August with disdain. It has long been my least favorite month, a hot, muggy 31 days standing between me and my favorite time of year. Everyone has their season, and mine has always been autumn, and I have to admit that each year, I sit around and wait for summer to end. I love the crisp, comforting feeling of fall, and usually around the 4th of July, I start counting down the days. I start putting cinnamon in my coffee and pulling out sweaters that have sat in the back of my closet for months. I plot my Halloween costume and my birthday festivities. I dream of apples and pies and long walks down leaf-covered paths. Fall is the season when I truly come alive, but in my waiting for September each year, I often forget that I'm alive in August, too. I've been trying to work on being more present in life, and part of that is embracing the here and now. Too often, I find myself rushing through one stage of life because I can't wait for the next one to begin, or moving through life catatonically until I get to a place that feels more comfortable, more joyous. We all do it. We tell ourselves to just push through. It will all be perfect, and that's when we can really start living. If I lose 15 pounds, I'll finally like who I am. I can't enjoy this movie until I've cleaned the entire house, answered every email, and lit a candle that matches the mood perfectly. If I just transform myself overnight, then I'll be happier. And while we wait, we miss out on valuable time. Even if they're not our favorite stages of life, they have merit too, and lessons to be learned and joy to be felt. Why do we do that? Why do I wait for autumn to start enjoying my days? I've decided that it might be better to savor every day we have, hot or cold, perfect or flawed. So in an effort to be more present, I'm romanticizing this time of year and relishing in each sweaty moment. I'm making a promise this year to appreciate August, which is usually my least favorite month, but has more beauty in it than I've let myself see before. August, you are when sunflowers come into full bloom and when the wildflowers are heavy with bees and butterflies. You're when the blossoms on my pumpkin vine start turning into melons. You're when the sumac sets ablaze and the aster bursts with purple. You are a sweet, hazy few weeks people spend soaking up the last few moments of summer freedom. You feel like one last jump off the dock into the lake or a final coast on your bike down the hill just before nightfall. This August, I'll camp out in my dad's backyard with my siblings. I'll see Hootie and the Blowfish. I'll have a sleepover with my nieces and nephews before they go back to school. I'll do crafts with my friends and watch good shows and take slow walks along the lake that will be covered with ice and snow before we know it. People I care about were born in August. We'll have a blue moon this August. Peppers and squash and green beans and blueberries will be their tastiest in August. I can listen to Taylor Swift's song August on repeat with meaning. I get good mileage on my coasters in August. Did you know that the word August means respected and admired? I didn't know that. We'll have five Fridays this August. Fireflies still dance outside my window in August. Lemonade still hits the spot in August. The trees are at their fullest in August. August is sticky with heat, but also with ice cream cones dripping down my elbow. The days grow softer and shorter in August. August is someone else's favorite month. August is not my enemy, but the opening act. The rehearsals, the building of sets and folding of programs, the sweeping in between the aisles, the lighting check. Without it, the show can't go on. I want to admire myself in that same way. I don't want to wait to love myself or my life until it's perfect, until I feel like I have nothing left to fix, because that day will never come. And even if I come close to it, August will always come back around. I want to love myself in every phase, in every season. And to do that, I'm going to start by loving August.
Olivia Herkin is a writer and journalist who lives in Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And now for a check of the forecast. Expect fog early in the far east and then partly sunny, warm, and humid. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are also possible. Highs expected in the low to mid 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with also more fog. Lows will drop down to the upper 50s to mid 60s. Tomorrow, expect mixed skies and still warm. A spotty shower or two also can't be ruled out. Highs will reach in the upper 70s to low 80s. And that's all for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Courtney Everett. A special thanks to our producer today, Rob Menser, and of course, our entire WPR team for covering last night's election that went well past midnight. To find all our election coverage, just head to WPR.org. We'll see you back here tomorrow.